Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we will, Amitz Hashem, finish Simin Shin Yud Beis today. We begin on the very top line. The Mechaber tells us, Sif Beis, Im Yardu Gishomim Alu Havonim V'Nitbu. The person had designated rocks for usage on Shabbos to wipe himself. As I mentioned yesterday, we have, Baruch Hashem, a lot to be thanked for today, that we have different technology and different availability of cleansing ourselves in the bathroom, and we don't need to use the rocks and various other implements that are much more difficult than what we have with toilet paper today. And we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaosali called Tzarki, every morning to keep this in mind. But in those days, they had to set aside rocks, and if these rocks became buried in the ground on Shabbos because of the rain, so Imri Shumam Nikar, if you can still tell where they are, then you're allowed to take them out from the ground and use them to wipe yourself. The Ein Bazeh Mishum Soser, this isn't a problem of Soser. We'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah what the destruction over here would be, the Issa would be on Shabbos of destroying Kalim. Velo Mishum Tochen, and likewise it's not a problem of grinding. So let's understand this. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess writes, Hainu, we're talking here about Shechnison Mitchilo Lekaneach Bem. You put rocks there for the purpose of using them on Shabbos. V'acher Kach Yardu Alein Gishomim, but the rain fell, and the rocks got swallowed up in the ground, the nitbu bekarko betid, or in the mud over there. Sivkon yud, but they're still recognizable where their place is. Hainu shenikarim lamalim in akarka, they can still be seen from above the ground. Velo nitbu bekarko legamri, they're not totally swallowed up in the ground, but you're going to have to take them out and move the dirt. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph tells us, Rots Loma, the Mechaber is telling us over here that there's no problem of Soser. Afilum Hoya Bezeh, Be'ezer Ritzpo Shebechotze, even if there was in some sort of a rocky floor over here and you took this rock out, it's not considered destroying the floor. Vavamina, Di'ez Bezeh Hashash Asira, you might have thought that that would be considered destroying the floor. She Soser Har Ritzpo Bezeh Shenot Eleven, when you take the rock out, it's as if you're taking away a piece of rock from the floor. Or, O Dahava, Amino, you might have thought, the Tochein bin Intiloso was a offer Shesvivo, that you're grinding up the dirt that's around this rock. So you might have thought that this would be Yasser, Komash Melon, Deshori. The Mechaber is telling us that this is permissible. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Sor Sha'olubo Asovin. If the rock somehow has a little bit of grass on it, Mutla Kaneachbo, you're still allowed to use this rock to go wipe yourself. And we're not concerned over here that maybe you're going to go and remove the grass over here, pluck the grass off from the rock. And the reasoning is the afimi tolshu lekrisur, because even if you do this, there's no isur involved. The dover shen meskabinu, because this is certainly not intended. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis that we're talking here midistam mashman dafilu munach alo oretz mutu litlo, that even if it's on the ground, you're allowed to go and take this rock. Va'af diyesh bazeh al kolponim lekuliyama isur tlisha midrabbanan, because this would be then an isur tlisha midrabbanan the mechzeh kitolish, because it looks like you're removing it from the ground. Hocha mishum kvod habrios logozu. The rabbis didn't institute such a gzeir over here. He says, "Va'ayin b'mashin nichtov l'kamim b'sim shin la'medvav sivhei v'siv ches in the Mishneh Berurah or their halach over there." Now, Deir Shur Foot number 8 and 9 discuss this. Deir Shur Foot number 8 brings down from Simin Shin Lamedvav, Shetama Issa de Rabbanon Hu Mishum Shemafsik Es Inikoso Ma'at. When you're wiping yourself up here and the grass is going to come off from the rock, so it's a little bit like you're removing the grass from its source of nourishment over here, and you might have thought that that would be an Issa de Rabbanon, so we say that it's not. Kavod Abrius trumps that. Deir Shur Foot number 9 brings down, likewise over there in Sifkot and Mem Gimel and the Sharetzion over there, in the Bir Halach over there, he brings down, Shahagboas Otzis Min HaKarka Eino Asur L'dasa Shulchan Aruch Elam HaDerabbanan. When you're lifting up a flower pot from the ground, there is no Isser over there on a Daraisa level. And this is true even if it's an Otzitz Nokov, a flower pot that has a hole in it, which is considered connected to the ground. Albeit the Rambam does say it's an Isser Daraisa, because he views that hole in the bottom of the pot as if it's connected to the ground. And therefore, V'lechein Gam Bitzror Sheish Bo Asavim, so too over here, when the grass is growing, so to say, on the rock, Sheino Osher L'Midrabbanan, at best it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, and therefore, because of Kavod Abrios, the rabbis didn't make such a Gezeira over here as well. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Yud Gimel says we're not concerned over here about this Talisha. Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us, De'av, de'hab Talisha, yesh bo yisur daraisa l'kuliyama, if a real Talisha is an Issa daraisa, k'delekama b'sim in shilav evav, siv hei, afilu hochi lo chashin and she'ed nitlosh, here we don't consider this Talisha, k'even she'enu miskabin lezeh, v'la psik reishu, because you have no intention of doing so, and in fact it's not going to happen for sure, so it's not considered a psik reishu. Deir Shur Foot number 10 brings down that in Sif Katan Lamed Hey, in Simin Shin Lamed Vav, we're going to learn over there, Sha'oke Davi Migdula, whenever you uproot something from the place of its growth, it is an Issa of kotzer, a told of kotzer, tlisha, removing the source from its growth. So you might have thought that that's a problem over here, but again, it's not. And Yishuvah number 11 brings down to wipe oneself with a tissue that unfortunately is probably going to tear when you wipe yourself. It's a soft tissue. So Rav Nissan Karo Lishlita says that's permissible, even though over here it is a psik reisha. Nevertheless, Eino Miskaven L'kach, you have no intention of this happening, and especially over here, it's done in a way that's destroying it, and therefore it's not a problem. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber tells us, Lo yitaltel regev adoma l'kanech, but you're not allowed to take a clump of earth and wipe yourself with that. Chofetz Chaim and Bir Halocha Dibur Hamaskel Regev Adoma tells us from the Meiri, Dimu Regev Kosher Kavonim, if it's something that's a hard clump of earth, a rock, then She'ena Asur L'sparach, it's not going to crumble, then it would be permissible. So therefore, here it is talking about a soft clump of earth that will crumble if you wipe yourself with it. And that's what the Mechaber says. Mipnei, you're not allowed to use this because She'ena Ru'uya L'kinuach L'fishi Nifrechas. You're not allowed to use it because it's not a good wiping agent because it's going to crumble. He adds also lekaneach becheres. You likewise can't use a shard of pottery vafil bechol, and you shouldn't do this even on a weekday mishum sakana because it's dangerous. The person could hurt himself with this. The Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel mishum sakana says there's another reason also because of kishofim. There were concerns that you're doing witchcraft in this situation, but since this is specifically talking about Hilchos Shabbos over here, and the Ikra Tam is because of sakana, and therefore that's why sakana is mentioned over here and not witchcraft. Now, the reason why you can't do this over here, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudal tells us, he's telling us over here, it's not able to be used for wiping, and therefore it is Muktza. And Sha'arat Zion Oshud Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim writes, this is the opinion of Rashi and the Tor. However, from the Rif and the Rambam, it seems to be the Issu Humipnei Shekrova L'sparach, since it's likely going to crumble, and therefore there's a chashash of tchina, of grinding over here. And the Mechaber tells us the Sakana over here is Shelo Yinatek Shnei HaKarkashta, that you shouldn't go and rip the tissue around the anus. Pirish, the Ramah says, Hame'ayim hatluyim b'fiyat havas, the tissue over there that's present right at the tip of the anus. I assume he's talking about various muscular structures over there that retain the control of the anus. You could, Rachmana Litzlan, tear them if you're using a sharp shard. Sithei, the Mechaber writes, Hoyulufonim b'shabes tzror, the ozne cheres chalokim. Here you have a choice. You could either wipe yourself with a pebble, or you could wipe yourself with the pottery handle that is smooth. So in this situation, the kivan, the chalokimim, since the pottery handle is very smooth over here, lekem mishum sakana, there is no concern of tearing your rectal musculature or tissue in any way. Therefore, it would be preferable, mekaneach biozen echeres, to use the smooth handle of the pottery, which is a klistel, and therefore is not muktza, shu roi lechasas bo pi hakeli, since you could still use this to cover up a vessel, and therefore, rather than using the muktza rock. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tetzvav explains, the be'enim chalokim, if they're not smooth, we already said, the eshchashash sakana bedavi, you shouldn't use it because it's dangerous. And in that situation, mutviyosa lekaneach mitzroy, you should use the muktzah pebble, afshu muktzah, even though it's muktzah. Sivkot Tetzayin, here in this situation, when it's smooth, there is no sakana. He says, ay, va'ay da'dayin yesh b'zeh chashash kishofim. What about the concern of kishofim? Kidileel b'simen gimel, as I mentioned just now in the Bir Halacha from earlier in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Gimel. Nevertheless, that's not a concern here. Mikol mokom lo itiru mishum zeh lekaneach b'tzroa shu muktzah. You shouldn't go over here and use the muktzah rock rather than this concern of kishofim. Kivin sheyesh lo cheres lekaneach she'en bo shu muktzah. Since this handle is smooth, is no concern of muktzah, it's better to use that. Kidim afarish, as we've already explained. Ubefrad, and especially nowadays, l'fi mashakos of Ramosham, the idna lo chashinim zel kishofim. Nowadays, this kishofim is not really a concern. Nobody does this anymore, and therefore you certainly should use the non-muktzah item over here rather than the muktzah rocks in this situation. Mechaber continues and says, if your choice is between a tsror and a sovim, between pebbles and grasses, you kaneach basovim. It's preferable to wipe yourself with the grasses, imheim lachem, as long as they're moist. Avo b'yevesh, but if they're dried grasses, ein mekanchen, one shouldn't use them to wipe yourself, mipnei sheim chadim, because they're sharp, umechatkin esabosim, and they could unfortunately hurt you as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudzayin explains that the grasses, the low heavy muktzah, they're not muktzah, and therefore it's preferable to use them if they're moist rather than the rock. The issue for number 12 explains that if the grasses were uprooted on Shabbos, however, then they would have the status of muktzah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudches says that if they're dried, however, you should preferably use the stones. Eli yikaneach b'tzror after muktzah, because here the dangerous hard grass is a bigger concern than the muktzah rock. He tells us then Isa b'Gemara. The Gemara tells us mutlifnos achori hageder d'stei chaveri. You'd be allowed to go to the bathroom around behind the fence of your friend, And you'd be allowed to take a rock over there and wipe yourself on Shabbos. It means to take a rock from the field. But you're not allowed to take a rock from the fence. Even if it's a thick fence, the ain't osenekiv, and you won't make a hole in the fence, the nirak is osir, because it looks like you're taking down the fence, and that's not allowed. But to take a rock from the field, as we've already pointed out, that would be permissible. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber tells us, you're allowed to go wipe yourself on Shabbos with moist grasses, even though they're still connected to the ground. However, you have to be careful, you have to be careful not to move them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Yotes, that means, you're not allowed to uproot them from their place, because that would be an issue of Talisha. The Yishufut number 13 brings down that the Magen Avraham over here would say that they are Muktzah, and that would be the problem, and obviously this interpretation here does not go according to the sheet of the Magen Avraham. By the way, at the end of this footnote, he says, nowadays, Shein Regilin Lishtamish Basavim Lekinuach, nobody does this anymore today, then everybody would agree, and he brings down from the opinion of Rav Yashar Zatzal that they would have the status of being Muktzah. The Chabad continues and writes, Mishum Mishtamish B'mechuber Lekka, there is no concern over here that you're wiping yourself with something that's attached to Lo Amru Ela B'ilon Avalo B'yerek. Here you're allowed to use something that's Mechuber to the Karka that's not a tree, and this is a vegetable or grass, and therefore it is no concern about using something that's attached to the ground. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, "Hoyet Tzorich Linakavov." If a person has to go to the bathroom, Ein Yochel Lifnos, and he can't go, unfortunately. And how do they treat this? Shurufasu L'Mashmeish B'Fiat Tabas. They would go and manipulate the anus in some sort of a way. Shemimashmeish Shom Bitzror V'Anekiv Niftoch. They would normally use some sort of a rock to help open up the passageway. So on Shabbos, Lo Yimashmeish B'Shabbos Kidero Shemimashmeish B'Chol. You can't do this in the same way on a Shabbos that you would do it on a weekday. Normally on a weekday, you would take the rock in your entire hand, manipulate the anus in this way. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this, mishumas sharas nimim, because you may grow some of the hairs over there. You should do it in a non-usual fashion, which means just take the rock in two hands and do the manipulation in that fashion. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chot that you may remove the hairs. Do b'chlal tolish. This would be a concern of tolish, talisha, of cutting. Even though that's obviously not your intention, it's a psikreishahu aydei hamishmosh. This obviously is going to happen because of the manipulation that you're doing over here. The issue foot number 15 brings down a similar situation. If a person removes a band-aid on Shabbos that has in an area that has hair, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Shemu mitzdar machmosa. If it's painful to him to have the bandage over there, mutalo lasira, he is allowed to take off the bandage or the band-aid over there, even though it's a psikreisha that he'll also take out some of the hairs. Why? He obviously doesn't want this to happen, and it's makalkal, and it's in a negative way. It's a way that you do not want it to happen that's causing damage, and it's done with a shinoi, therefore it's not a problem. Incidentally, the issue for number 40 brings down that if you remove something from a living person, then we're going to learn a simon shin mem, sivkot and hey, shepotu, it's not an issa deraisa. They know chayim mishum gozes, and it's not a problem of shearing. Because it's not the normal way to do this, because it's painful. And he says it's also not a problem of okir dover migidulo, as the Aretzion writes, you're not chayiv in that situation because it's done kalachar yad, it's not done in the normal way. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Lo yimashmish b'tzor shalakinuach lachliko shlo yisorit b'sorit kider shoz b'chol. You're not allowed to take this pebble over here and try to smooth it out so it shouldn't cut you in a way you would do it on a weekday, mishum mimachik, because this would be an issue of mimachik over here of wiping out, rubbing out the rock, which you're not allowed to do, but you are allowed to do this elu klachar yad in a way that is not the normal way to do this, and that is permissible even on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chafalot tells us that on Shabbos you're allowed to do mimashmish with the rock using two fingers. He says you have to do this carefully, benachas, very gently. And this is brought down the Beis Yosef in the name of the Riv, which is the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And he writes, Hochi iso lekamen besof sinu shin chov ches. We will learn this in Yirtz Hashem over there. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Lemashmesh bibarza, to go and use over here some sort of a stopper or a tube in some way to go and open up the anus over here, b'fiat tabaz, dina ketzroa. That has the same halachic status as a pebble. You can't use it with the full force of your hand, but you can do it gently with two fingers. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Hilchos Beis explains that this barza over here is pirush shleitz. It's made out of wood. V'uadin b'psila. The same thing would apply to a suppository, shekorin sepal. Shemachnisin b'fiat tabas. They would insert it into the anus. U'kamoshim avur b'simin shin chav ches. Brought down the name of the El Yeraba. Tishufu number 16 explains in the Bir Halacha over there, he writes, Minayin she'osu lahachnis b'sila racha. How come you can't put in a soft suppository over here? Maybe it's only also to put in a hard rock, because that's going to, unfortunately, take away some of the hairs. And the soft suppository, that's not a psikreisha that will happen.
and he's miyashev b'dochak shehol machnis umotzias apsil kav mepamim. Since he's doing this several times in order to get the urge to defecate, karv levade sheyashir saros. It will definitely do this even with a soft suppository, and therefore nechshav adavik kipsik reisha, and therefore that's why it's considered not allowed. However, he's left with the tzarichi, and he's not sure that that's true. Chaba continues and he writes, you also lot says bevaris, you're not allowed to go out with the suppository or this tube inside of you, afilu techuva kula beguf, even if it's totally attached to your body. And the reasoning is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Gimel, shekivon shemachniso todir, since you're constantly putting it in, kidei lachzor lotzia, so you can take it out again and then put it back in again, ena betele etzal guf, it's not considered permanently attached to the body, and therefore it is a problem if you go and wear this on Shabbos. For Ezekimotzi befid, this is no different than putting something in your mouth and carrying it out, umarfika, or putting it under your armpits, to also be divisive. This is a nisa derabbanan. Abul dover habalua baguf, but if something is truly swallowed up, mutar lotzeisbo, then you are allowed to go out with it. Kagon, for example, of law, margulis, ozov, lotzeisbo lishusarabim, and somebody swallows up over here some sort of a pearl or some gold and goes out into shusarabim, then that's not considered carrying. Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chafei says it doesn't mean necessarily that you're taking this bars or this stopper in and out of your rectum, but since it is made to come out eventually, therefore it's considered like it's not a permanent part of your body. And it's different than the halacha if you swallowed up something like the pearl or the gold. The Mechaber in Siftes writes, also lefanos bistay near b'Shabbos. The person's not allowed to defecate in a fallow field. Shema yavo liashu yegumos, because you may come to go and fill in the holes in the field. If it belongs to your friend, afilu b'cholos, so then you're not allowed to do it even on a weekday. Because you're ruining his field by doing this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof Dalet explains that this fallow field, he saw the shenech reshes v'omedes lezrida, it's been plowed and it's waiting to be planted. Because of the plowing, there are all sorts of little mounds of dirt and holes there in the field. We're concerned over here, if you defecate in that field, when you go to the bathroom over there, yishkach, you may forget yourself, you may come to take clumps of earth over there, and fill in the place where you defecated over here, and if the person has a hole and he fills it in, or you have a mound and you take it away, if you do this babayis in your house, that's an isod daraisa of building, and basod the chayv mishum chorish, and in the field you chayv over here because of plowing, because you've smoothed out the field and you made it easier to go and plant. The issue for number 19 is an interesting question. Why is this not a concern that you're fertilizing the field over here? You go to the bathroom in it. So he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shitochet, Shekivin, Shuoses, those Klachayah, this is not the normal way to fertilize over here, and you certainly aren't intending to fertilize the field, therefore because of Kavod HaBrios, the rabbis didn't institute a prohibition against doing this. He further adds, Umimash Lonesa Lifonos Pisteinir Machbas Kishodim Ispana Matil Hugam Meiraglaim. How come we're not concerned over here that when a person defecates, he's also going to urinate, and that would be considered over here that he's watering the field? So he answers that this clearly goes against the Teferis Yisrael, who says that urinating in the field is good for the field. According to him, it would not be allowed, but we don't paskin that way. And he brings down, Shalom, Nog, or Olam, Lizor, Bezeklal. And people aren't concerned about this, that when you're defecating, if some urine comes out, that's not a concern that you're going and watering the field. Finally, Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Avonim Gidolo, Shemitzadet Noson, Kimin Moshov, Cholul, Vyoshim Aleim, Basodos, Vimokom, Amuchod, Lebes Akisi. If the person takes large rocks and he arranges them in a certain way that he can sit on them and there'll be a hole in the middle and he'll defecate into that hole, Mutul Itzadetan, you're allowed to do this. Even though this is now a temporary structure that you made, Lo Gozrube Rabbon, and the rabbis didn't say you can't do this, Mishum Kovod Abrias, again, because of human dignity. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chafei adds, however, Yeshomer, there are those that say, if these stones or rocks over here were arranged beforehand, before Shabbos, so they're not muksa, you can move them. Because otherwise the rabbis didn't permit you to move these muksa rocks unless they were designated before to be like a chair or part of a chair for you. The only time the rabbis permitted you to move a rock was to actually wipe yourself if it was muksa. You're allowed to arrange them. You can arrange the sides of the rocks next to each other. But to put a rock on top of the others, that would be awesome. That would actually be building a structure over here. Even though it's a temporary structure, can cause the Morgan Avram. That's the opinion of Morgan Avram. However, they would even allow you to build this temporary structure in this way because it's only an Issa Darabonin, and Kavod HaBrios would negate the Isser. With that, we conclude Simon Shin Yud Beis and today's shiur.